about 4 o'clock, back down. We had roast duck, we had chicken fingers from Quickstar. I don't know if you know what that is, Roland. Quick Trip in Wisconsin. For the kids, they had those. And we had duck, and we had delicious potatoes. We had all kinds of stuff. We had corn casserole, dinner rolls. We had everything. It was just wonderful. Salad, desserts, and 11 of us total here in the house, and had 11 plates set up at the table, and we had a wonderful time. And then after dinner, the kids got to open friends, so they were all very happy with what they got, and I got a friend, I couldn't believe it. I wasn't expecting anything, but they bought me some friends, so so happy to have that. That was such a blessing. 40 degrees, 4-0. Going up to 42 in Marion, Iowa. Right now it feels like 31. And we do have fog and some mist out there yet. So it's very overcast with fog and mist. Today I'm going to share a verse. It is, let me get down to the, I always post it and I can't see it because I'm up the list there. Today I'm sharing Psalm 65, verse 11. You crown the year with your bounty and your paths overflow with plenty. And this verse symbolizes God's goodness and blessings throughout the year, suggesting that He adorns our lives with abundance and honor at every turn. The imagery of a crown signifies the honor bestowed upon us, while the overflowing paths represent the richness of His provision. That is, that was Psalm 65:11. Kit that has different bits and for doing repair work, and some of them are very tiny and exactly what I needed. So I was so pleased with that. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back to Roland. You just do so much for the NASA. Wish I could give you a paycheck.
You do such a great job.
VA7RA, transmitting from Satirical 7 here, Charlie Charlie. This is AA0LF. How do you copy?
I copy loud and clear. Thank you very much, Tom. And, glad that all things have worked out really good for you there over the holidays. And, the good fellowship and the good food, the good fun, even the surprises occasionally thrown in for good measure. That's great. We don't exchange gifts, the adults in my family. We gave that up a long time ago. My word was always, look, go and give to somebody and don't even tell anybody about it. Just go and give somebody if you feel led to do it, to help them out, and let it be as unto the Lord. And if there's children, well, we always looked after getting the children something. Once they got to the age of understanding and they could realize what the true meaning of Christmas is, that the real gift is eternal life and it comes through the birth of Jesus. Then once you got that message down, Pat, you don't have to get hung up on the affairs of this world. And so we saved a lot of time, effort, frustration, and I'm sure money through the years of not giving to adults that don't need anything anyway. So that's kind of the approach we have taken in our family over the last decades. Anyway, Tom, God bless you, brother. Thank you for being there and leading the troops. AA0LF, VA7RA.
1985, but I had been, I knew about the arms before that, but I was only a technician class, so I got out, once I got to the general, I started checking in and not doing the, I actually sent in my application, so, Frank and some of those, I know they've been here a long time, so, anyway, and Frank, W0QCB, from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, he was a member of ARMS since the beginning, so the first Midwest Section Director, and anyway, I won't let you keep going on. I know we got more tickets here to get started, so before I come back, if you want to invite the relay in the next call, this is AKSLLM, I'll stand by a minute for tickets. I heard nothing, Roland, heard nothing. Back to the U.S. call there. Victor Echo 7, Sierra Charlie Charlie with VA 7RA at the mic. This is KA0LM.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tom. And yeah, hang around if you can with us here to the end. We've got another 40 minutes left on the clock. And let's see, did you put out a call over? Okay. Okay, very good. Yeah, I was busy typing to Paul there, and I missed what you were saying. Thank you so much for that, and 7-3s for now. Let's see, next on the list then at number 11 was Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Victor United. Stephen over there. Stephen, are you still on the air, and do you still copy me over? Any relays? Okay, no relay on Stephen. Let's, Harold was next 12, number 12 on the list, KI5KF, and he gave us, Psalm 28 and verse 7, in short time, which brings us down to Dennis, WD4 Alpha Charlie Hotel. Dennis, please take your turn over.
Which is seen, that if things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. What I can see with my eyes going to burn up, but what I look at by faith is eternal. Can't see it with the little eye, but with the spiritual eyes, I've got 20/20 vision.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. WD4ACH, Victor Alpha 7 Romeo Alpha, through VE7 Sierra Charlie Charlie. Thank you so much, Dennis, for that 2 Corinthians 4. I put down 16 and 17. I think that's acceptable with you there, and I believe that's what I heard. The band is a little noisy. And, you know, I wasn't getting every word, but, nonetheless, at the end of it there, you were a Q5. So thanks in 73s and 99 to you and Andra, there, for the balance of this year. Hopefully, of course, we'll be in contact before the new year, over.
Yeah, thank you for bringing up, Andra. I've been forgetting to mention this. He's in a lot of pain, with her hip. To a orthopedic clinic the other day. They have a walk-in clinic, and they did an x-ray, and of course, her age, telling her her hip's bone to bone, and she needs a hip replacement. But, of course, they won't do that until they do lesser modes of therapy, so we have an appointment Monday to see what hoops we've got to jump through. And,
Okay, very good, Dennis. She and I are going through the same ordeal then. And for me, it was sciatic pain. What happens is they, once a joint deteriorates, as you well know, then it begins to trigger the sciatic nerve that travels in that area. And, so therapy has really helped me. I've been going to a massage therapy, and I have a vibration, a rolling, device that I've had for a long time, and it massages the back all the way up to the neck, all the way down through to the spine, and it rolls up and down, and it really gets the blood flowing, and it helps to position the vertebrae and take the sciatic pain away. So between the therapy, the muscular therapy, and the apparently with the hip being deteriorated, apparently my ligaments have been rolling around and being detached and so forth from the pelvic bone. And so they've been adjusting and putting them back in place. And Dennis, that has really helped me with my pain in the hip area. But I'm scheduled for a replacement the 29th of January. Over. Okay, very good. My prayers are with Andra there. She, as she works through this and gets to, as I hear it, everyone says, it's